Happy Wednesday once again, ladies and gents. Welcome to another episode of Inside Mara's Book. Again, I still can't believe this is the 7th episode, and I'm getting close to the 10 episode mark, so I'm very excited and blessed about that, and I'm just happy that I actually decided to stick with this and keep it going. And, you know, for all of you who have been listening or even just chiming into this, thank you. If I could find better words other than thank you, I would totally use them. So again, I'm just super excited about this, and I'm really excited to see what I'm going to do with this or where I'm going to take it after 10 episodes. I'm planning on talking about various things in the near future. I've gotten a lot of ideas from people, and so I'm going to do my very best to cover those. So for those of you who have reached out to me or who are listening and you're giving me ideas, thank you. Just bless your hearts. You're wonderful. So today I'm going to talk about something a little bit different, and this keeps popping up, and especially for those who know me well, they're kind of curious. A lot of people are wondering how I got into Marilyn Monroe and how I got into old Hollywood glamour and just old Hollywood in general. And this has come up actually many, many times in my life where people have just noticed my appreciation for older movies, Marilyn Monroe, black and white, the whole shebang. And there actually really is a story behind it that has a little bit more of a deeper meaning to it, why it's so special to me. So I'm really excited to get into that with you guys today. So my obsession, if you call it, with Marilyn Monroe and old Hollywood and things like that started when I was very young, actually. I'm going to talk about this in another episode, possibly, but my dad is a widow, and he's been widowed since 2005. My brother and I, we lost our mother at a very young age. It was very sudden. It was very tragic, but I will definitely get into her story in another episode for sure. So, you know, when you're a single parent, you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. And, you know, if you're still like working full time, or if you do go back to work full time, which is what my dad did, after my mom died, you want to trust whomever, you know, to watch your kids. And the majority of the time, and trust me, I'm getting there. I'm getting to this, I promise. It's just going to take a little bit. So anyway, most of the time, it was my dad's parents. So my grandfather and grandmother Morrison watched my brother and I a lot. They watched us, they babysat us every single week, every weekend, you know, every day, honestly, every day, you know, when my dad had to go to work. And those just wonderful people, they're passed on now. My grandfather Morrison passed away in 2009, 2010, I believe. And my grandmother Morrison passed away last April. So they're not with us anymore, and it's a shame because I miss talking to my grandparents, and I miss talking to my grandmother, because you know, she always had just the coolest stories and the memories that she lived to share with us. And that's what I really miss the most is my grandmother's stories. So, but anyway, my grandparents watched us a lot. We spent a lot of time with them and we spent a lot of time doing things together. And one of those things was, you know, I would play, my brother, he would play like with toy, like cowboys and Indians. And, you know, my grandfather had like several like BB guns that my brother would play with and things like that. Whereas I would, you know, watch movies with my grandmother, play dress up with my grandmother, listen to music, cook, you know, do crafty things with my grandma, coloring. I mean, everything and anything that like, you know, a child would do, like play with dolls and, you know, coloring and dressing up or playing dress up or playing, you know, with my grandmother's old like antique hairbrushes and jewelry and things like that. And so the more time that I spent, you know, with my grandparents, the more like I learned about them and the era that they grew up in, which was the 1950s. And my grandmother, every time we would like listen to a certain song or every time that we would watch an older movie or a movie that, you know, depicted the generation that she grew up in, she just remembered everything so vividly. And I just, you know, for example, like one of those movies was Grease or Stand By Me. Like all of those popular, like older movies, if I didn't have my grandmother, I probably would have never watched Grease until maybe I was older, or I probably wouldn't have found out about it until way later. But thanks for grandma, you know, thank you, grandma, for enlightening me with that musical, because it's one of my favorites for a lot of reasons, and my grandmother being absolutely one of them. So I remember when she, you know, she had Grease and Stand By Me and like those movies where the setting was in the 1950s or it depicted an older time. And every time, like, you know, like a certain place or a car or even a song, my grandmother would be like, oh yeah, like, you know, I remember that. That's what I listened to growing up. And, you know, yeah, I remember her. Or yeah, like I used to have, you know, I used to watch that when I was growing up, or, you know. And then it just kind of grew from there. Like, it grew from, like, the music to people. And, you know, I talked about that with my grandmother. And she talked about, like, yeah, like, you know, Marilyn Monroe and Elvis and, you know, Buddy Holiday, I think, or Buddy Holly. Oh, gosh. It's one of the two. But yeah, Buddy and Ricky Valance and like all of those people, James Dean was another one. She was just so familiar with those people and just remembered them very well from her generation. And, you know, she just had so much information about all of them, you know, like she remembered like certain Marilyn Monroe movies that she remembers coming out. And she remembers, like, when, you know, Elvis died, or when, you know, James Dean got in his tragic car crash and he died, you know, when he was in his early 20s. And she just remembered, like, who they were and, like, what they did and everything about them and, you know, how they tragically passed away. And, I mean, even, you know, and then we got into the discussion, like, well, you know, how did Marilyn Monroe pass away? Like, what happened to her? And that's how she got into, like, the whole, well, it's a big conspiracy theory. And, you know, she There's a lot of people that think that she was murdered. There's a lot of people that think that she committed suicide. Or there's a lot of other people, like myself included, who believe that she accidentally overdosed or she was thinking about suicide, unfortunately, and she overdosed on sleeping pills. And then I guess midway, you know, when it was happening, she changed her mind and she tried to call for help, but it didn't arrive quick enough. So yeah, just all of those stories, like both, you know, the tragic ones and just the ones where those people were just at the height of their fame. And my grandmother remembers growing up with all of that. And so that's really how I got into old Hollywood, or people, very famous, like 20th century actors and actresses, and, you know, people like Elvis and Marilyn Monroe and James Dean and all of those people. So you can thank my grandmother for giving me that popular culture lesson when I was little. And from there, it just kind of grew into a really intense fascination of who those people were and what they did, and thinking like, wow, like my grandmother grew up with these people when they were popular, and, you know, she remembers everything about them and like the movies that they were in and the movies that she watched. And it just kind of stuck with me, like, as I grew up. And it actually turned into several school projects when I was in college. There's a plane. I don't know if you guys can hear it. It's really loud. I'm gonna wait until it flies over. Okay. Yeah, again, I live really close to the Youngstown Warren Regional Airport in Ohio, and every day there's a plane that flies by. I hear another one too. Anyway, that's just kind of like how I got into old Hollywood, because of my grandparents and the generation that they lived in. And it grew into, like I was saying, like several school projects. And, you know, I ended up doing really big, like big research papers on, you know, Marilyn Monroe and her, you know, her film history and, you know, the type of person that she was. And I was just fascinated by it, you know, and for such, you know, an icon like that, it just grew and grew and grew. Like my love for that and my appreciation for that, just kept growing. And it got to the point where, you know, I learned that, you know, Marilyn's life wasn't as glamorous as people think it was. She actually struggled physically and mentally a lot. She grew up going in and out of foster care, and she was sexually abused as a child, and you know, she's really had it rough. And, you know, it just kind of continued throughout her history. And I just learned, it wasn't even a chore to do all of those research projects and to do all of those papers about her, because I was just so fascinated. And that just kind of like went along with other people too. And then, you know, I got to a point where I found myself watching more like older movies and listening to older music. You know, that's how I got into, like, you know, artists like Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and people like that. And, you know, and I was even fascinated that Dean Martin and Marilyn Monroe were in the same movie together. So I thought that that was really cool. That movie is called Something's Got to Give. It's, I believe it's Marilyn Monroe's, it was Marilyn's very last film before she died, and the film had a very rocky history because it was getting closer to Marilyn's passing, and the film never really got finished because, you know, she just had a lot of trouble showing up to the set. And, you know, there was a time where they just had to keep filming without, you know, the scenes Marilyn was in. And when they got to a point that, when they got to a point where they had to continue, they couldn't continue to film unless Marilyn showed up, but she did. And when she did, she wasn't well. I mean, she really wasn't well at all. And so in the end, you know, it got to be very tragic because when she wanted to start back with the film again after she was fired from it, she died like shortly after that. And they just, you know, that film sat in the vaults of 20th Century Fox for almost ever until we got the technology to run through all the film reel and edit it and put it together. You can definitely find it on YouTube. There's a documentary, and I think it's called like Marilyn's Last Days. And like at the very end of the documentary is the movie Something's Got to Give. So definitely check that out. It's definitely one of my favorites. And it has Marilyn Monroe and Dean Martin in it. And those are, my grandmother actually really loved Dean Martin a lot. And it's just, you know, that's really the whole reason, like, why I got into old Hollywood and, you know, Marilyn Monroe. I have, you know, several posters of her. I have several books on her and old Life magazines with her on the cover, which is really cool. I got those because of, you know, friends noticing that, hey, you know, she loves Marilyn Monroe. Like, if I find anything Marilyn Monroe, I'm going to give it to her. So bless you guys. You know who you are. So yeah, I was just really fascinated from a very young age. And just being fascinated with, you know, an era that my grandmother grew up in, and just kind of like what she had growing up, and like, you know, who the movie stars were at that time, and the music and the clothes and just everything. You know, she was just as fascinated by it as I was. And it's like she just the way she remembered it so vividly is just the way she did that, with it still blows my mind. And you know, I'm sure that, you know, when I get old someday, old and wrinkly someday, I will look back on, you know, the era that I grew up in, but it's like, I don't really know. Like, I could like really focus on the experiences that I've had and, you know, the memories that I've made, but it's like every generation is so different. And sometimes I, you know, wish, like, you know, I really wish I would have grew up in that time, because it was just so cool. Like, everything was so different back then. And now it's like, I don't know. Like, not all things that are modern are the best. And, you know, it thanks to my grandmother, I think she has a more or less beyond the Marilyn obsession or old Hollywood obsession. It made me like appreciate more. It made me appreciate just the time that she grew up in, and it just made me want to learn about it more. And, you know, and it's the same with any other generation. You know, like I've done research projects, or I've gotten into documentaries about, you know, people in the 60s or the 70s or the 80s, even the 30s and 40s, like, or like the Prohibition era. And, you know, it's just, you know, I've always been fascinated, you know, in general by different generations, but the 50s and what was lively in the 50s sticks out to me, because that's, you know, that's my grandparents' generation mostly. And every time I watch a Marilyn Monroe movie or read a Marilyn Monroe book or see her picture or, you know, anything along those lines, and it doesn't even have to be Marilyn, it could be like, you know, if I hear like you know, an Elvis song, or if I see, you know, like if I watch James Dean's A Rebel Without a Cause for the 100th time, you know, like I always think of my grandmother, and it's just kind of like, it's a way for me to like kind of keep her around. Because every time that I see those things, I think of her, and I just think of like, wow, like how cool would it be to grow up in a time like that with people like that? And that's just kind of, where it all started. It started, you know, in, you know, late elementary school and early middle school is really when all of that started. And it's just continued. It's really continued since. And I, you know, I love educating. If people are curious about, you know, who Marilyn was, or if people have questions about her, I am just always like super happy and like proud to be able to answer that for people. And, you know, like my grandmother did for me. And I guess I'm just still kind of carrying that on in a way. So, yeah, there's a lot of family history behind it for sure. I still have a personal interest in like old Hollywood glamour and, you know, 20th century stars like that. And, you know, I do have, a goal someday to, you know, get my picture taken, you know, by Marilyn Monroe's star in Hollywood, or go to Grauman's Theater and, you know, see where she signed her name in the cement and placed her hands. Like, I want to see all of that someday, and just to really take it in, like, even more, and just think of my grandmother and just thinking like, wow, like my grandmother was like my age when, you know, all of that was happening. And it's just, it's so cool. Like, it really is so cool. Like, we really, like, it's hard for me to, you know, find things that, you know, my generation has grown up with, has like that timeless, iconic feel to it. I mean, there are some things that I can think of, but I think of other generations more. And I don't know if that's bad or if that's sad, but, you know, I just, it's more or less because of my grandmother and, you know, both, actually all three of my grandmothers, but mostly my grandmother Morrison. My great-grandmother has lived through it all. My great-grandmother, she was born in 1923, and she's seen it all. She's really seen it all, you know, unless you don't want to count the Titanic sinking. But I wouldn't have wanted to be around for that. So, yeah, there's just a lot of family history to it, and I really love to take the time to appreciate what, you know, my grandparents grew up with and what my parents grew up with even. And, you know, we talk about it constantly, or like even regularly, where my dad is like, yeah, like I remember those, like, you know, well, you don't see those anymore. Or like, you know, my dad, you know, he's a diehard Indians fan. And when he sees like those old Cleveland Indians jerseys and, you know, even like the old ballpark in Cleveland that I will never see, but both of my parents have been to, my grandparents have been to, just remembering older things like that, it's just, it kind of runs in the family. So I guess I'm just another person that's fascinated with certain eras. So yeah, I really just, I'm blessed to have the family that I have. And I'm just super blessed that, you know, I got to learn about the lives that they lived and the time that they grew up with. And I plan on carrying that with me forever. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that little story about just how it kind of all started with, you know, my grandmother and the time that she lived and that the time that she lived in. And I just remember it so well. And every time that, you know, I get into those things or watch a certain movie, it's just like, I feel like I'm there with her. And I think about her every time that I, you know, see those things or watch those things that were from another time. And it's just, it's good to go back a little bit or go back a lot and just, you know, learn about, you know, the generations that your family grew up in and what they had and what they appreciated. And I'm taking that with me in 2020, the new decade. So anyway, I, again, want to thank you guys for listening. It's been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to the following episodes after this. I have more ideas up my sleeve. Please give me a shout if you have any other ideas. You can reach out to me on Instagram. My account is by Mara Jane, so bymarahjane. So by Mara Jane on Instagram. And that is the same on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook if you search Mara Jane Morrison. Morrison is Morrison. And just, yeah, feel free to reach out if you have any more ideas. Again, thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.